From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway. Indonesia sends humanitarian aid to Libyan flood victims. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the operation of the Jakarta-Bandung high-speed railway at Halim Station in Jakarta on Monday. On this occasion, he said that the service is named WOSH, which is inspired by the sound of a rushing high-speed train and an Indonesian acronym for time-saving, optimal operation, and reliable system. He also stated that the railway is a sign of the transformation of modern transportation in Indonesia, which he praised as efficient, environmentally friendly, and integrated with other modes such as Jabodetabek LRT and feeder train.
Dan proyek kereta cepat ini merupakan hal baru bagi kita, baru teknologinya, baru kecepatannya, dan juga konstruksinya, baru juga model pembiayaan.
This high-speed railway project is something new for us. It's new technology, new speed and construction, and also new financing model. And we should not be afraid to learn and try new things. In this process, unexpected things, difficulties in the field, problems, and imperfection can arise. Experience is expensive, but very valuable. We don't need to be afraid, because if we are consistent, there will be fewer mistakes. The cost of mistakes will also decrease, and in the end, production costs and project costs will also become lower over time. Previously, the Indonesian Ministry of Transportation issued an operating permit for the high-speed railway. Cited by Antara, Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi said in a statement in Jakarta on Sunday that the permit issuance means that the service, reaching up to 350 km an hour in travel speed, has passed the operational feasibility requirement. He also explained that the commercial operation could be conducted in stages until the ultimate scenario of 68 trips per day. Furthermore, he added that the ticket cost would be discounted for the initial operation. The Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy held the Istana Berbatik, or the Palace in Batik event, in the courtyard of the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Sunday to commemorate National Batik Day. President Joko Widodo, who attended the event, asked all Indonesians to be proud of batik cloth, as it is the nation's cultural heritage. He also invited the people to actively preserve and develop batik, which, in his opinion, is full of philosophical meaning and timeless beauty. Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy and Chair of the Event Committee, Angela Tanusudibyo, said that through the fashion show, the public can see that batik has been part of Indonesia's lives from generation to generation and has been part of Indonesian cultural diplomacy. The Istana Berbatik as a fashion show displayed a variety of batik in the country on the 150 meters outdoor catwalk. It featured selected batik from regions across the country, created by small and medium businesses. The Indonesian government sent humanitarian aid to Libya in response to the flood disaster in the country last September. The assistance, which consists of 27 types of logistical assistance weighing more than 46 tons and worth more than $896,000, was delivered on Monday via Soekarno-Hatta Airport in Tangerang, Banten. The delivery was led by the Acting Deputy for Equal Regional Development and Disaster Mitigation at the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Cultural Affairs, Sorni Easter Daily. In his speech, Sorni said that this aid is a form of concern and humanity between friendly countries. According to Sorni, it is one of the commitments of the Indonesian government through humanitarian values in disaster resilience. He also said that the flood in Libya is a reminder to Indonesia to always raise its preparedness for disasters. The delegation to send humanitarian aid to Libya was led by the main secretary of the Indonesian National Disaster Mitigation Agency, Rustian, and consisted of representatives from related ministries and agencies. Indonesia was overwhelmingly elected by acclamation as a member of the Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. According to a report from the Indonesian Embassy in Vienna, as reported by Tempo on Sunday, the country was selected for the 2023-2025 period during the 67th IAEA General Conference meeting on September 25th to 28. The Southeast Asia and Pacific, or SEAP, region is represented by Indonesia's membership on the Board of Governors. Indonesian Ambassador to Austria, Damos de Agusman, will serve as governor on behalf of the Indonesian government. According to Ambassador Damos, as quoted from the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Indonesia will continue to have an active role and technical cooperation in encouraging the development of nuclear technology for peaceful means, as well as encouraging the transfer of nuclear technology to developing countries. Indonesia will also support the IAEA's role in carrying out its mandate regarding nuclear issues in the midst of the current global political and security situation. Let's move on to the international news, where two police officers were slightly injured when two men detonated a bomb in front of the General Directorate of Security in Ankara, Turkey, with one of them blowing himself up. The Turkish Minister of Interior, Ali Yerlikaya, said, as reported by TRT on Sunday, according to Ali, they who arrived in a light commercial vehicle in front of the gate of the General Directorate of Security carried out a bomb attack. Yerlikaya also said two police officers were slightly injured in the attack, which occurred at 9:30 a.m. local time. He added that the injured police officers are still being treated and that their injuries are not life-threatening. The loud explosion was also heard in front of the Turkish Interior Ministry in Ankara in the morning. At least one of the attackers is confirmed as a member of the Kurdish militant group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Following the attack, Turkish warplanes carried out airstrikes on the Kurdistan Workers' Party on PKK's position in northern Iraq. North Korea on Monday denounced the UN Atomic Watchdog for joining a U.S.-led pressures campaign and cooking up a resolution over its nuclear programs, calling the agency a paid trumpeter for Washington. As reported by Reuters on Monday, an unnamed spokesman of North Korea's Ministry of Nuclear Power Industries released a statement criticizing a resolution adopted on Friday at the International Atomic Energy Agency IAEA General Conference that calls for the North to curb its nuclear programs. The spokesman describes the resolution as a result of conspiracy by the United States and its allies, saying North Korea's status as a nuclear weapons state has already become irreversible. The spokesman also accused IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi of taking the lead in creating the atmosphere of pressurizing North Korea by spreading a false story about an imminent nuclear test. The IAEA has had no access to North Korea since Pyongyang expelled its inspector in 2009 and then restarted nuclear testing. A church roof collapsed during Sunday Mass in a northern Mexican city, killing at least 9 people and injuring 40, authorities said, as rescuers worked into the night, desperately looking for another 30 people believed to be trapped under the rubble. As reported by Reuters on Monday, military personnel supported emergency services using rescue dogs and earth-moving equipment to identify and dig out survivors from the ruins of the church in Ciudad Madero, a city on the Gulf Coast near the port of Tampico. Footage on social media showed the moment the church roof caved in, puffs of gray smoke blowing into the air, followed by the toppling of yellow brick outer walls. 9 people died and another 40 were taken to nearby hospitals, while 30 other worshippers remain unaccounted for. Jorge Cielar, spokesman for the Security Ministry of Tamaulipas State. Speaking on Foro TV news channel, Cielar thanked local businessmen for bringing equipment to help remove rubble and aid rescue efforts. Bishop Jose Armando Alvarez from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Tampico said the church roof crumbled as worshippers were receiving communion and asked others to pray for the survivors. Listener, let's move on to commentary on shooting incidents in Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Here is today's commentary on shooting incident in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. I'm Dalat Pane. A tragic shooting happened again in the Netherlands on September 28, 2023. This time, the shooting in the port city of Rotterdam claimed 3 lives. Fuad L., a 32-year-old, a migrant, and a final-year medical student at Erasmus University, Rotterdam, began his act by shooting down his neighbor, a 32-year-old mother, and her 14-year-old daughter, before setting their home ablaze. The shooting was an escalated conflict between the two neighbors. The victims repeatedly reported Fuad L. to the police for his worrying behaviors, such as abusing a dog. After shooting his neighbors, Fuad L. moved to the medical faculty of Erasmus University, Rotterdam, where he has been studying for the last 10 years. But the Netherlands Public Prosecution Service sent an email to the medical faculty which told them about the animal cruelty and asked them to reconsider whether the university should grant Fuad L. a medical diploma. Realizing his future was threatened, Fuad L. killed a lecturer at Erasmus Medical Center. After that, Fuad attempted to set fire at a library before he was arrested by the Dutch police. This shooting in Rotterdam added to the list of deadly shootings in the Netherlands. On May 6, 2022, Pim Fortuyn, a Dutch populist politician, was shot dead in Hilversum 9 days before the election. A terrorism shooting broke out in Utrecht on March 18, 2019. Gugman Tan shot dead 4 and wounded 6 others in a brutal shooting against tram passengers and pedestrians. He was given a life sentence. Although firearm ownership is forbidden in the Netherlands after the Balkan War, firearms are relatively easier to get in black market. Deadly shootings made the Netherlands become similar to the U.S. Thigh monitoring or limit to firearms is very urgent. In some countries, this is always linked with the freedom of self-defense. However, the number of brutal and deadly shootings showed how important it is to tightly prevent the easy of firearm ownership. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Let's begin today in history on October 2nd with the commemoration of National Batik Day. National Batik Day celebrated every October 2nd. Batik recognizes as one of the Indonesia's rich cultural heritage. National Batik Day established after the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural UNESCO held a session in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates on October 2nd, 2009. The commemoration aims to increase people's awareness towards the efforts to protect and develop Indonesian batik. Let's move on to October 2nd on the International Day of Nonviolence. International Day of Nonviolence is celebrated every October 2nd. International Day of Nonviolence is celebrated every year throughout the world. Quoting from the United Nations website, October 2nd is celebrated as International Day of Nonviolence. It was taken from Mahatma Gandhi's birth date, a leader of the Indian independence movement and a pioneer of the philosophy and strategy of nonviolence. One of Mahatma Gandhi's message about nonviolence was nonviolence is the greatest power, that mankind is stronger than guns. International of Nonviolence Day is an opportunity to spread nonviolence message, including through the education and public awareness. We end today in history with the commemoration of the World Farm Animal International Day. World Farm Animal International Day is celebrated every October 2nd. In 1983, the international non-profit organization Farm Animal Rights Movement chose October 2nd as World Farm Animal Day with the aim of providing enlightenment and awareness about the mistreatment of animals. The celebration is celebrated simultaneously on the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi, who once said that everyone should treat all living creatures with respect.
Benar-benar
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia discusses 8 Indonesian fashion brands at La Dresse Street Showroom Paris Fashion Week 2023. 8 Indonesian fashion brands took part at the La Dresse Street Showroom Paris Fashion Week 2023 from September the 29th until October the 2nd. In Paris, France. These brands are Arkea, IKYK, Aidan and Ice, Elihan Jewelry, Jewel Rocks, Three Monkeys, Long Story Short, and Christine Wu. The presence of these brands is supported by the Indonesian Ministry of Trade together with the Indonesian Embassy in Paris and the Jakarta Provincial Government. Quoting the press release from the Indonesian Ministry of Trade on Saturday, Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan said Indonesia's participation in the Ladres Trade Showroom could help expand the network business and transactions in global markets. According to Zulkifli Hasan, Indonesian modest fashion will become one of Indonesia's leading export products. On a separate occasion, the Director General of National Export Development, Didi Sumedi, hopes that more Indonesian brands will have the opportunity to access the export market by taking part in various promotional activities carried out by the Ministry of Trade. Didi Sumedi explained that participation in international fashion events is a form of the Ministry of Trade's commitment to strengthening the Indonesian modest fashion industry and realizing the dream of making Indonesia the world's modest fashion mecca. In a separate statement, Indonesian Ambassador to France, Mohamed Umar, said that penetration of the fashion market into France must be done by adapting to the thesis of the French market as the center of world fashion. Ambassador Mohamed Umar explained that by adjusting the market, Indonesian products, especially fashion products, will be increasingly able to compete in the international market. He added that the efforts started in early 2022 by the Indonesian Embassy in Paris will continue for years to come. Meanwhile, the head of the Department of Industry Trade Cooperatives, Small and Medium Enterprises of Jakarta Province, Elizabeth Ratu Rantai Alo, stated that the participation of the Jakarta Entrepreneur Program in this exhibition is one of the Jakarta provincial government's efforts to expand the marketing scale of local small and medium enterprises products to have global competitiveness. Founder of one of the participants, Three Monkeys, Hetty Awi, admitted that she was proud to be able to show off her collection entitled Lotus for the first time at this event. She said, "Each piece in the collection was perfectly designed to complement consumers' clothing styles for various occasions, whether formal or casual. She hopes the Lotus collection will be accepted and appreciated by international consumers." That was my Indonesia Today.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi, indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Yeah. mata. Percayalah diriku akan setia.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Batam City in Riau Islands that lies on international shipping routes. The distance between Singapore and Malaysia is quite close. Growing into an industrial city. No wonder this city is filled with many factories. Even though this city is filled with many factories, in the northeast of Batam City, there is an area that has now become a favorite tourist destination, namely Nong Sa Beach. It is in the northeastern part of Batam Island, specifically in Nong Sa District, Batam City, Riau Islands Province. Nong Sa Beach, or better known as Nong Sa Tua by the locals, is such a beautiful beach with calm waves and white sand. To get to Nong Sa Beach, you can use your private vehicle, rental vehicle, or taxi from the center of Batam City. You will travel around 40 minutes, while from Hang Nadim Airport, Batam, the journey takes around 20 minutes. Listener, the location of Nong Sa Beach is quite far from the center of the city, making this place far from the crowds. With a quiet area like this, the visitors who want to be alone must visit this beach. You can also do several activities such as swimming, snorkeling, taking photos, and even enjoying the beautiful sunset on the beach. Even after the sunset from Nong Sa Beach, you can also see how sparkling the city of Singapore is, because it is very close to the beach. The underwater scenery of this beach is no less beautiful than other beaches in Indonesia. Nong Sa Beach has developed quite well as a tourist spot. This can be seen from the facilities that you can find on this beach. Starting from hotels with various price ranges, international class resorts and golf courses. Various restaurants with seafood as the main dish can also be found in this beach area. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Nong Sa Beach in Riau Islands. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Ngarai Sianok, Ngarai Sianok, which means Sianok Canyon. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Sepotong Daging Itik. Sepotong Daging Itik, which means a slice of duck meat. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a waitress at a restaurant in Ngarai Sianok. Chris orders itiak lado mudo, or green chili duck meat, a special food from West Sumatra. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya pesan itiak lado mudo. Satu porsi seberapa banyak?
Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik. Mau paha atau dada?
Saya mau bagian paha.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Satu porsi. Satu porsi, which means one portion. Berisi. Berisi, which means contain. Sepotong. Sepotong, which means a slice. Daging. Daging, which means meat. Itik. Itik, which means duck. Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik. Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik, which means one portion contains a slice of duck meat. Pesan. Pesan, which means order. Seberapa banyak. Seberapa banyak, which means how much. Paha. Paha, which means thigh. Dada. Dada, which means breast. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik. Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik, which means one portion contains a slice of duck meat. In the sentence, there is the word sepotong. Sepotong, which means a slice, has the same meaning as satu potong. Satu potong, which means one slice. The word sepotong is used to state the number of an object that follows it. For example, sepotong daging itik, which means a slice of duck meat. It means that the duck meat is one slice. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word sepotong, which means a slice, in other sentences. Chris makan sepotong roti. Chris makan sepotong roti, which means Chris eats a slice of bread. Sortauli membeli sepotong kue. Sortauli membeli sepotong kue, which means Sortauli buys a slice of cake. The word lada, or lado, in Minangkabau language means cabai. Cabai, which means chili. However, lada in Indonesian language means merica. Merica, which means pepper. Lada, both means chili or pepper, is a basic ingredient to add spicy flavor that Indonesian people really like. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Saya pesan Itia Lado Mudo. Satu porsi seberapa banyak?
Satu porsi berisi sepotong daging itik. Mau paha atau dada?
Saya mau bagian paha.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa. You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Sehidup Semati by Bagus Dewantoro. This keroncong song by Suradi Santoso tells the story of a romantic meeting between two lovers who make a lifelong promise to each other to live together forever in joy and sorrow. Well, listener, here is the song by Bagus Dewantoro entitled Sejiwa Semati. Enjoy!
Mm-hmm. penuh arti. Meluluh lenakan jiwaku, terpana asmara.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta untukmu yang telah lama ingin ku katakan, sungguh takkan ku ingkari. Hari demi hari telah terlewati, tapi dirimu selalu di hatiku. Kau pujaanku, kau bidadariku. Jangan tutup dirimu sebelum aku datang. Biarkan ku mencoba menjadi milikmu. Jangan tutup dirimu. Salahkah diri ini yang mencintai? Dan suci, sungguh aku cinta kamu. Hari demi hari telah terlewati, tapi dirimu selalu di hatiku. Kau pujaanku, kau bidadariku. Jangan
listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI _official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI _official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.